Sit back and relax. This is a fun time.
Coming up on TMS, Armless Man.
I am in Camp Kubo.
Vegas is pasty.
Chase your way to rehab.
Mel Gibson might have a real hit.
You spend a lot of time in your apps.
Florida Man strikes again.
Making stuff with Bill, talking to jury, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
We are a very polite people. We have to be. Because when we get angry, we fight to the death.
The doctor says it's good if you rub it out with this ball.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
Hey, Purdom. This is The Morning Stream. Bye bye.
I forgot he did that part. Totally forgot about that. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream, for Tuesday, the 6th of September, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Well, hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Going fine. How's your, what's going on over there?
Well, recovered from the holiday, the Labor Day, in which I labored. Mm. It's funny because why do they call it Labor Day when you work, when you don't work, right?
Don't
it should
it's
be
weird.
No Labor Day.
Well, there's a lot of, so I heard people on Twitter saying, hey, I work retail. I am working today. It is Labor Day for me. And
yeah.
And for those people, I say, I'm sorry. But for the rest of us who take it off and for banks and for governments and all that stuff, I don't know. Is it just to remind you that the rest of the time you work, so here's the time you don't? I don't know.
I guess. Yeah.
It's really weird.
No, I did plenty of work yesterday. And then about 8:30, I got tired of the movie Tina and I were watching and said, I'm going to go play WoW. This is crap.
What'd you watch? What was the movie?
It's a movie called Management.
Oh, I haven't heard of this.
Starring Steve Zahn, okay. Who I almost always love. I think
he's great.
He's great. There was a movie, an Adam Sandler movie a couple of years ago called, it's on Hulu or Netflix, and it was called
Little Nicky.
It's one that you've never heard of, and it's about a guy who has an animal reality show, or an animal, you know, like now we observe the sloth in his natural habitat.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah.
Really? Weird.
And it's horrendous. It was so bad. Strange Wilderness. Thank you, Milk Sacks.
There you go.
Yeah. Avoid that like the plague. And while you're at it, avoid Benjamin like the plague. So it's Steve Zahn and Jennifer Aniston. And I swear to you.
Oh, is this the hotel one?
It's the hotel one.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, did you like it?
I remember thinking it was passable, but there were probably things I could do that were better with my time.
Yeah,
like I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it, but if I was in the middle of it today, I'd play WoW. I'd go play WoW.
Oh hell yeah! Yeah, the only redeeming quality, and it's almost one that I wanted to isolate out for you, is Jennifer Aniston saying, "Okay, you can touch my butt."
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
no, there is something. They were trying to say, hey, guess what? Steve Zahn can do. He can be a nice guy, normal dude. Yeah, he doesn't have to be wacky. But
you know,
it'd
be great though if you had a rom com where the main lead male actor wasn't creepy as f.
Yeah, that'd be
you
good.
Know like the
good.
Fact that their relationship is based on the fact that he stalked her.
Yeah, no, the entire thing. Is all about successful stalking.
Right, exactly. Hey, you want the woman of your dreams? Just keep pestering her until she finally gives in.
Yeah, illegally harass her, and eventually, she'll be yours. Yeah, it's an annoying premise. Also, not enough calm in that rom-com, you know?
Right.
Not that
right.
funny. But, don't watch that.
Avoid that.
Instead, watch that one with Nathan Fillion and... it's not Nathan Fillion. Who is it? Amy Adams. I don't know. Not that I got Amy Adams and Nathan Fillion mixed up. I don't want people to think
so
that.
They look so much alike. Especially the bathtub scene in Batman v Superman.
What was the one where she was like a hotel cleaner thing and she worked?
Oh, and Emily Blunt is her sister, Sunshine Cleaning?
Yeah, that's a great show.
It is really, really good.
So if you want something, you want something that's, you know, hotel themed, there's your replacement. That's a
I just absolutely adore Amy Adams.
Oh, she's great. And when she's not looking like Nathan Fillion, she's just truly special. I said that because I was getting it mixed up with Waitress. Remember Waitress?
Oh, with Felicity.
Felicity,
Can't think of Carrie Russell.
Yeah, the Americans lady.
And that was there you go. There's your Nathan Fillion. That's why you were thinking Nathan Fillion.
Because they're little indie movies that kind of fill the same bucket.
I saw that after the woman who wrote it died horribly.
Oh, that happened?
And it just cast a whole negative thing all over the whole
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the woman who wrote Waitress.
Yeah.
And played the waitress that was neither Kerry Russell nor Curb Your Enthusiasm wife.
Yeah. Oh, right. I know who you mean.
There's the third waitress.
Yeah.
She was actually the woman who wrote the thing, and she was killed really, I don't know, like a few months after.
Adrienne Levine? Levine? Is that her name? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
She was found dead hanging in the shower. The initial examination of the scene didn't reveal any suspicious circumstances. Police believed it to be a suicide. Husband insisted she would never have taken her own life. There's a bunch of people still think that she was
murdered.
Somebody did this to her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. That makes me sad. I didn't know this. You know who else was in that movie? Andy Griffith was in there. He was great.
Oh, right. Yeah. Andy Griffith.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cheryl Hines was the woman. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
But when you look her, when you do a search for Adrienne Shelley, half of the links that come up are murdered waitress actress Adrienne Shelley, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, here it is. Now it is proven. Sorry. There's an undocumented immigrant from Ecuador who confessed to killing Shelley and making it look as if she had committed suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful, dude.
Isn't that horrendous?
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's that
Happy
guy?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
That's a real bummer, that. Yeah. Glad we brought it up. All right. Well, I got to talk to you about an armless man. All right?
Please do. Let's.
You guys got the Johnny Rockets down there?
I didn't murder my wife.
Right. Yeah. That seems very fortuitous that I was going to name him that. But did you guys have Johnny Rockets in Denver?
We had Johnny Rockets. The only one that I knew of for sure that we had in Denver was here over here at Colorado Mills. And now it's a, it's a pizza restaurant.
Oh.
It's no more Johnny Rockets.
All right. Well, those are easily swappable, I'll bet. Just use the same kitchen, make burgers or not. Mm-hmm. We go to a Johnny Rockets not far from us on our way to a family barbecue last night. All of this time that we're spending going to a barbecue,
mm-hmm.
much rather be playing World of Warcraft Legion.
Right.
But I wasn't.
I did it again.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went there. And we stopped there, and Kim says, hey, we should go in there and just split something, even though we're going to dinner. We got like 2 hours to kill or something, and we're at these outlet malls. And she says, why don't we do that? I said, okay. And Nick and Carter went to look at shoes at a Converse store or something. So we went and sat down in there, and there's this little short waiter who's running around like a crazy person, just getting all kind of work done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a birth defect that means his arms end where his elbows are. And on the stub of the elbows, he has what looks like baby toes.
It's very, interesting.
Very strange, right? Like your first glance is like, oh, well, he's sort of got digits, but whatever the defect was, you know, just it meant that none of that developed past his elbow. Anyway, but he's not having any trouble. He's carrying drinks and food. He's hitting touch screens to do orders. He's like picking stuff up and moving stuff around and handing menus to people and all kinds of stuff. No problems. Like out hustling everybody with full arms. And he came over to us and he says, oh, I could tell he also had a very thick sort of Mexican accent.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you are going to get something really good because I can see it in your eyes. And I go, oh, it's one of these deals.
Is he doing a Chrysler Cordova commercial or?
Do you want real Corinthian leather on your burger? So we're like, we just want to split a hot dog and like, you know, a little hot dog meal. We're not starving. We have to go to another thing. And he goes, oh, I will make it for you special. I will go in the back and make it for you special. Is there anything else you want on it? Because I will do special things for you. And I said, nothing too weird. Just like what's on the menu there. Are you sure you don't want this special sauce I have that no one else has? I have made it myself. And he's talking about all this stuff that's like above and beyond what the menu has.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, this is some crazy service. So
this guy is one rocket.
Yeah. Right. So he goes, he comes back. He brings us he cuts it in half for us because he knows we're splitting it. Made two plates, extra fries for everybody. Lays it all out. He's super presentational with his stubby arm things. And he's like really into it. And he kept wanting to high five me with his little stubby thing. So he wanted me to punch it with my fist. Mm-hmm. And I was afraid to, because I didn't want to hurt what looks like little baby toes. Right.
Right.
But I did it anyway. A little bink. Yeah. Just like a little whatever. And that's not really the important part of the story. So so he's there and he's talking to us, and now he really wants to start talking to us. And he goes, "Pardon me for asking, but I must know."
He says, I keep waiting for him to say, "It's not quite breakfast, not quite lunch, but they serve you a slice of cantaloupe at the end."
It wouldn't have surprised me. So he goes, "I must know, are you boyfriend, girlfriend? Are you brother, sister? What are you?"
And I said, he's moving in on Kim.
I know. I said, "Oh, we're married." He goes, "Oh, I did not see the rings." I said, "Well, mine's off because when I draw with it, it hurt. It messes with, you know," I was trying to explain why I don't have a ring on all the time. Mm. And she had hers on. He goes, "This is very nice. How long have you been married?" And I said, "We just celebrated our 24th wedding anniversary." "Oh, this is fantastic. I have been married for blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I have 5 children, 1 girl, 4 boys." And now he's telling us his life story. And then, and we're enamored with him. We're like, this guy is great. We freaking, yeah. I could listen to him all day. And he's talking in this like same voice I'm giving you. And then about halfway through it, Brian, here's what happens. He goes, "I am very involved in my local church, and I am very involved in Amway."
In Amway? And
I went, oh shit.
Can we get our check?
Are we? Yeah, is this what this is? Are we going to turn into this? And he says, he goes, "Between my church and my Amway, they are so supportive of one another. They are almost one and the same. And they are so good together." He kept talking about how Amway and church are like the same for him.
Right.
And I think our faces changed.
I'm sure they did.
And we went, because Kim and I are both like, ah, if we smell multi-level marketing coming, we're like, other direction.
Right.
Not going anywhere near that.
"Can I interest you in Johnny Rocket's timeshare property? Give you free fries if you attend a 2-hour presentation."
"Yes, it's very easy, and we will not beg you for money, which is
more of my sauce."
I keep it in the back. So he says this, and I think he gets from looking at us, which means he's probably a seasoned Amway guy. Mm-hmm. I think he gets from looking at us like, "Oh, I lost him.
Yeah,
I can't go any further with this." So he turns the conversation around, starts talking about kids, and he just says, "You know the only thing I know in life for sure. Do you want to know what it is?" And I said, "Sure." And he puts his stubs in the air and he goes, "That my children love me." And I said, "Oh, that's good. I think that's what you want to have. I think you want to have kids that care about you." "Yes, it is the only thing in life that I care about. That and making sure you have the best service at Johnny Rockets possible." He said that.
He really did say that?
He said that. I said, "Well, it's gone real well so far, so thanks so much, and we probably should eat this now." And he finally left, and we tipped him nicely, gave him like way more than probably we would have otherwise. But just this close to a little Amway business, just barely missed it like a bullet in the night.
Skated around the edge of it. Well, it's funny that he recognized it, because do you think there's anybody who looks at, you know, who he brings up Amway to, and they say, "Oh, I hear lots of good things about this Amway. Can you tell me more?"
Yeah, I know. Like, what is the reaction he's looking for?
Exactly. Where's like, the?
"I've never heard of this. Now tell me more about this Amway." Like, I
this magical land called Amway.
I don't understand how like Herbalife and Amway and Melaleuca and all those companies continue to thrive, because the reputation for multi-level marketing, or MLM they call them around here in Utah, man, we've had our time with that stuff. I got invited to a meeting where they sold ties, mm-hmm. like neckties, and I had to sit through some 2-hour BS meeting.
Oh,
and the whole promise was you'd get lunch, and lunch was terrible. And they said, "Yeah, now here's what you're going to do. If you sell this many ties," and it was terrible, freaking terrible. But my point is, that was my point. My point was, I don't know how any of these people convince anybody of anything, because the reputation is such now, it's kind of like saying, I don't know, you
"Can
should.
Can I interest you in a pyramid scheme today?"
Yeah, how are people not immediately turned off by it? How are they not like, I don't know, it's like saying, "How would you like Andy Dick to come do comedy at your kid's birthday party?"
Right, right.
You'd never do that.
No.
You'd never do that.
No.
So, that's a weird example. But
hey, John, anyway. Tom Sizemore is a clown now. Would you like him to perform?
He works for crack. It's not a problem. Anyway, you went to see Kubo and the Two Strings.
I did. And boy, let me tell you, you're right on the money. It is such a great film. We walked out of there and I leaned at you and I said, "This is the best Miyazaki film that Miyazaki now didn't have anything to do with." I mean,
that's well said.
It's like a three-dimensional Miyazaki film. Mm-hmm. And as much as I love the movie, the end credits where they show you the building of the giant skeleton dude,
mm-hmm.
and how that whole operated.
Motion. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like, wow, that really puts it in perspective on how.
Oh, it's meticulous, man. Think about
so
that.
So meticulous. So much work and so good.
Yeah. Stop motion at its finest. They did that at the end of Box Trolls as well. There was like a, there was a conversation between Moss from IT Crowd and the other character who I can't remember who played him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hanging out talking and saying, I wonder, you know, I always wonder if there's like another universe where somebody's making us do what we're doing or whatever. And as the camera pans out, you start to see the fast motion video.
You see him doing that? Oh, that's fantastic.
It's super cool. Those guys are great. But did you see what I mean about it? Not like it's brave in that it's not trying to cater to kids too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It's absolutely appropriate for adults. I mean, there were little kids in there. And from what you and Steven were saying, I was thinking, oh my God, these kids are going to have the crap scared out of them.
Yeah, there's moments, right?
Like there's a couple moments. These kids seem to do fine. One was like a little toddler and they kind of let him run around the whole theater, which, you know, if that's going to be the weirdest thing that happens to me in a theater,
yeah,
I'll take it.
I was going to ask, did you have any problems? It sounds like that was it.
That was the extent of it. Just a little toddler that... they sat up right in front of us. We got the front row, but they grabbed the seats, the handicap seats right in front of the front row.
Yeah.
And toddler wanted to run around and go, every once in a while. And for whatever reason, it kind of just fit with the film. So no problem with that.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll take it.
So
good though, right? Real good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
People should see it.
Such a gorgeous film too. Like I want a 3D print. The little samurai.
Everything's made out of. It looks like it. Well, origami. In his case, he's literally made of paper. But like everybody in it has kind of a paper mache quality to them. And there's some great cameos from like George Takei in there.
Yes.
And that other famous Asian actor. I can't think of his name. That's how famous he is. He's good though. But
well, I didn't realize. Can I say who the? I'm not going to say who the character is, but friggin' Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I had no idea who it was until the very end.
Yeah, I knew it was him because I'd heard it before the movie that he was casted, and I was really shocked by the portrayal. It's very different for him. Also, Furiosa's good in there. What's
She's
her name?
Great, yeah.
Can't think of her name now. What's her name?
Charlize Theron.
She's great in it. It's great. It's great. People should freaking see it. Just
go see it.
Go see it.
Go see it while it's in theaters, and then you'll be saying, "Oh, awesome! I just saw the movie that's going to win the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. Fantastic!"
If it doesn't, I will seriously question them having a Disney bias because as much as I loved every this year,
Story was good.
It was great. But if there's a thing about this year's movies that was consistent, it's that animation was top notch across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought Zootopia was great. I thought Dory was great. Mm-hmm. This is incredible.
Like, I hear Secret Life of Pets is crap.
Yeah, that's kind of garbage.
thankfully, Invisible Wife and Schwood warned me against that one. So.
Oh, did they? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. Also, I got a quick question for you. So Kim got back from Vegas.
Can't wait. Just reading the headline, I can't wait to talk about this subject.
She has a real question about something that happened this trip that didn't happen in previous trips for her. And so she often is down at Fremont Street, either when I'm with her or she's with her with friends or whatever. No big deal. Fremont with the big sky roof and the redone everything, the gentrification of Fremont.
The Slotzilla zip line, which is awesome and
pretty
as long
great.
As you're not peeing while you're going going across it, then you're good to go.
Oh, that's right. We had a story about that, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
That was so gross.
Yeah.
Well, somewhere, by the way, on that street is where Kim hid the stickers, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I kept forgetting to tell you.
It's on Fremont. In that case, it's never going to get it's never going to get cleaned off.
Yeah, it'll never go away. But anyway, so she's down there in that area, and after a certain time of day now, let's say 7.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't sure on the time. She says out of nowhere, like normally there are minions and SpongeBobs to take pictures with. She says out of nowhere after 7 o'clock, there are topless ladies with barely a pasty.
Yeah.
Is that, how long has that been normal? Because I don't remember the last time I saw that happening.
You kind of get a little bit of that on the strip. You get the women who dress as showgirls. This is all, these are all like the people who say, oh, I can make some money by having people take pictures with me. And then when they walk away, I accost them for money. And it's the minions during the day and the Olafs and the Pikachus and things like that.
Yeah.
But then you get the women who dress as showgirls.
Is and it they've at got the night?
Big feathery headdresses and stuff like that.
Is it some law thing that you can't do it in the daylight or something weird like that?
Oh, I think they just don't. I think they just don't do it during the daylight. I don't know if there's a reason, but, you know, maybe it's just, you know, out of courtesy of people going there with families and stuff who apparently they think go to bed at 7. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Fremont Street. They have guys who are wearing thongs and their butt cheeks are completely out in the open and they're just kind of wearing like the Borat onesie.
Do they go like this when they walk?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
And then you've got the women wearing the pasties. And again, it's the thing where, oh, I can get my picture taken with almost topless woman. And,
yeah, like these are showgirls or Chippendales, but really they're just.
Right.
Look good enough to be on the strip, desperate, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, Dice Tomato points out that, yeah, it's probably they don't come out before 7 because of sunburn. Good point.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. I thought it was some law because, you know, I mean, Vegas goes through these phases of, we're for kids and families. Oh, bring yeah. no, them on they, down.
They haven't tried that business for a while now. Okay. Like, ever since they decided to change the Treasure Island, the show in the front, and make it a little bit saucier before they just finally got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided, yeah, this whole family thing, we're not going to get money by attracting families, because if the parents feel like they can't, that they have to stay in the hotel rooms with the kids at night because the kids can't go out and do anything at night, then they're not making money from fancy restaurants. They're not making money from gambling, whatever.
Right. Well, all right. That clears things up a little bit. It just seems seems like we hadn't seen it before happening. And apparently,
so Creamy Pina asks if, you know, it's now the sirens at TI. No, they got rid of it altogether. The pirate ships at TI have been replaced with a CVS.
Really?
Hello, everybody. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the CVS, or that's where that is now?
It's now a CVS. There are about 15 CVSs and Walgreens on the strip.
That's crazy.
There is one thing at Treasure Island you need to go and check out, which is the Marvel Shield Avengers thing.
Oh, yeah. That is something I want to see. And there are no naked, there are no pasty wearing Captain Americas.
There's no pasty wearing like Black Widow. Yeah, Black Widow's fully covered.
If it was Black Widow, though, should she have little Captain America shield pasties?
Oh, like, geez. Little shields? Don't sully the one aspect of my life that is.
Just a little star and a shield, a little red and blue, and fine. It's fine. All right.
Maybe if Jim Lee had anything to do with it.
Well, you never know. I'm going to take Jim this. Lee, not Jim Lee. Stan Lee. So you meant, right?
Stan Lee?
No. Who'd you mean? I don't know.
I'm thinking like one of the guys who worked for Image, that J. Scott Campbell.
Oh, that guy.
Would have drawn a Black Widow with little mm-hmm. Captain America shields.
He was into it, man.
He was.
He liked the boobs. on the line with us is a caller. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this would be, you probably know me. My name's Gary.
Do you work at Lantronics? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. It's Gary from Lantronics, everybody.
Gary from Lantronics,
fantastic.
Everybody.
That makes me excited.
Senior Geek.
Well, wonderful. Yes. Senior Geek is here. You're going to participate in today's trivia event with Daryl, and Brian's going to explain the rules. I'll find a prize here while you're looking
okay,
at rules.
Okay, cool. All right, Gary from California, who I didn't have time to see this trip. In a moment, we're going to be bringing Daryl onto the call, and we're going to be asking him a trivia question. What we want you to do is to tell us whether or not you think Daryl is going to get the trivia question right or wrong. If you are correct today, you have a chance to win a copy of Cluck Yeager in Escape from the Planet of the Poltroid from Steam. It's a Steam game. It's a chicken dating simulator.
Yeah, it's excellent, actually. It's very well made. So that'll be your big winner there, Gary.
That's right.
From Lantronics.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
It'll be a fun game. So, Daryl, if you're listening, hang up now.
Now's the time, Daryl. Put your phone down, buddy.
Put your phone down, Daryl.
Yep.
All right. Your topic today is the film Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Oh.
kind of something that's, you know, near and dear to your heart. You're in the California. You're not quite up as far north as San Jose.
Yeah, about 450 miles south. But yeah,
right. But you're in the right time zone, mm-hmm. and you're in the tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to help.
Sure. Do you remember that show? Is that something you remember? Not show, but that mini series or whatever it was, or was it just a film? I don't remember.
It's just a film.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I saw it when it came out, but it was a long, long time ago. I don't remember that much about it. I'm going to guess that Daryl's going to get it wrong.
Oh, all right then. Well, we've got a real streak of these, Brian. A lot of people not seeing Daryl making it through the storm here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
That's pretty much the safe bet.
Even the most mighty of all of us sometimes fall to a... tough trivia question.
That's the truth. Yeah. All right, well, let's get him in, let's push the right buttons, and let's make this happen.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Nice. Hey, everybody, it's Stump Daryl time. Daryl, hi, what's going on?
Hello.
You back at work? You're not in bed now, right?
Oh, no. Yes, I am back at work.
Okay. We filled.
Are you at work in bed?
Yeah.
Oh,
not.
Not yet.
We freaked out a lot of listeners yesterday with the visual that you were naked yesterday. So I want to apologize to the listenership at large for that.
I had nothing to do with that.
No, that was not you. Well, except your text, which is really what set us off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Daryl's here to be stumped, and he's on the phone with Gary from Lantronics. You may know him. You may have heard of him. It's Gary. The senior geek, and he is here to help you or hinder you in getting your question right about this topic. The movie is Pirates of Silicon Valley.
Mm. Yar.
All right.
Yar.
We're going to make us a server with a hard drive. Yar.
Starring Gina Davis.
Oh, she's excellent. Is she in that? She's not.
No, she's not. I was, you know, it was trying to evoke images of Cutthroat Island.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Well, here is your question. The movie Pirates of Silicon Valley tells the story of the early days of Apple and Microsoft. Everyone knows Anthony Michael Hall played Bill Gates and Noah Wiley played Steve Jobs. He's dude from your ER there. Mm-hmm. He's in that alien show now. That's okay. It's not bad.
Is that still on? Falling Skies?
Falling Skies. Yeah, I want to say they're in
the first couple seasons were great. We loved it. And then for whatever reason, the third season, we're like,
not so good.
All right, I think we're done.
Stretched a little thin. I can see that.
Yep.
The question is, who played Steve Ballmer in the film?
Oh.
You know, developers, that guy.
Developers!
So
I'm all sweaty!
So that's your question. Here are your four possible answers. Is it A, Joey Slotnick.
You know him.
Do you love him though?
He's got the fro. He always plays the best friend, but he's got kind of a skeevy face.
I can't picture him for some reason.
We can Google him. You'll be like, oh yeah, I know that guy.
I like the word skeevy a lot.
Skeevy.
Yeah. Skeevy is my favorite artificial sweetener. Next, Ed Harris. So Joey Slotnick, Ed Harris, John DiMaggio, or Alan Arkin. Those are your options. These are all very bald people.
Mm-hmm.
Except I don't know if Joey Slotnick is. Joey Slotnick,
he's
Ed Harris.
Balding, yeah.
Oh, is he balding? Okay. Mm-hmm. Ed Harris, John DiMaggio, Alan Arkin. Those are your options, Daryl. Fish that around a little bit in your coffee cup.
E. David C. found a great picture of Joey Slotnick.
Right, I'm clicking it. Let's take a look-see here. I'm in the wrong place for that. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. For some reason, the chat is weird. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, the chat is weird.
He is kind of skeevy.
Yeah.
Here, chat room, or for those who didn't see, I'll put it up on video here for you. Anyway, so Daryl, what do you think of those four?
I don't know. Before the show, weren't you saying something of that the answers were too easy? Can you put them back?
Nope.
It was way too easy.
Yeah, it was a little too much of a gimme in there.
Yeah.
Well, not for me.
Yeah.
Then I liked your waiter and I can't even talk. Antonio Banderas' cat thing.
Oh, I missed that. What did I miss?
I imagine the whole telling the waiter story.
He's a little cat holding his sword in his hat.
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot about that. He was a cat in that Shrek garbage, right? Business. Yeah. Sorry, not garbage. I shouldn't say garbage. I'm sure it's fine.
Here's, by the way, Daryl, I will tell you, here's what I took out of the answers there. One of the answers was Anthony Michael Hall, and another answer was Noah Wiley. So yeah. I took those out.
Yeah, they're too easy.
I don't know. Could be.
Yeah, too easy.
Well, if you know who played Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, then you could easily rule those two out.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Mm-hmm. You forget how moronic I am when it comes to these things.
You've managed to impress me before.
Yeah. You've blown our minds before. Blow them again.
I should ask Senior Geek, yes. Mr. Lantronix himself, if he knows anything or can help me.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie all that well, but was Alan Arkin one of the...
Alan Arkin was one of the choices.
That name rings a bell, but it just may be a name that rings a bell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ding! What sound does your bell make when it rings a bell for you? Do you get a sound, or is it just nothing?
It goes, "Hello, my name is Gary."
Yeah. Just keeps repeating that. "Hello, my name is Gary."
Yeah, you know, the land guy.
Yeah. Exactly. "Hello, my name is Gary. How do you turn this off? Hello, my name is Gary." Anyway, go ahead. What do you think?
My bell sounds like the wheelchair bell guy on Breaking Bad.
Mm. Oh. Tio Salamanca.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I like that guy.
Okay, nice tomatoes anyway. Bell sounds like Stephen Tobolowsky in Groundhog Day.
Oh, I sure as heck if I remember you.
Ding again! Boy, he is just great, or he was great in season 2 of Deadwood.
Was is an operative word. Yeah. Yeah. Not saying why. We just know he's he was on the show.
He was on the show. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in season 3 and Gerard McRaney is raising all kinds of hell.
Did you see Dillahunt, his second character?
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
How come nobody said, "Dude, you look just like the guy who shot Bill Hickok"?
I don't know. Super weird. Super weird that they did that.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hey, TV's Egon just posted a picture of me in my Dale costume.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's the greatest cosplay ever, dude.
It really is great. Mm-hmm. Your Dale is something special.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, you guys.
Oh, I have high hopes for NT-17.
Yeah. So. All right. Oh, good.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah, we all have high hopes.
Yes. With you posing in front of a green screen, that TV's Egon actually would have put a Walking Dead background behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the whole point of a green screen, man?
All this green screen work, and we got no... And that's the funny thing about those photos. I always see these photos, and all they're just green screens behind people. We never actually did anything with them, which is funny. But looking good, yeah. Looking good. All right, Daryl, back to you.
Okay. These are actor people.
Mm-hmm. They are actor people.
Alan Arkin was in some old movie.
Mm-hmm. He was in a lot of old movies.
He's great.
Well, that's true.
Love Alan Arkin.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't Joe DiMaggio some kind of baseball guy?
We're talking about John DiMaggio.
Yeah, John DiMaggio. But you're right.
Oh, why'd I put
you're
Joe?
Right. You're right that Joe DiMaggio was some sort of baseball guy.
That's right. Jolton Joe.
Yeah. Say it ain't so, Joe. Oh, wrong Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. And
oh no, it was the right Joe.
Was he say it ain't so, Joe?
Because I thought it was when he left Brooklyn and went to the Dodgers.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
Something
right.
Like that. I've only seen that Ken
sports.
Burns. I've seen that 18-hour Ken Burns documentary 8 times. You'd think I'd have it down by now.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I think I'm going
to... Go ahead.
Yeah? No, I'm going to go with...
I was just going to say that's just such a great documentary. If you guys haven't seen baseball, go watch it. You'll get a few of these. Mother, I write this letter at the base of Mount Doom. That's why Mount Doom. I'll do a whole retelling of the Hobbit,
right?
But yeah. With that in the background, I found a dragon sleeping.
That'd
in
be
gold.
A great audiobook.
Yeah, it'd be all right. I'd listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with the advice of the wise man and go with Alan.
Oh, they're right. It's Shoeless Joe Jackson, and it was the Say It Ain't So with the Black Sox scandal. Never mind. Sorry. He's right.
I loved his work with the Jackson 5, and then when he broke out on his own and did Look Sharp, mm-hmm. and I'm the Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was great.
Stepping out.
Didn't he used to work with the Eagles on something, or was he with the Eagles?
No, Joe Jackson, neither of the Joe Jacksons that I'm jokingly referring to worked with the Eagles.
Because the Joe Jackson,
you're thinking
I'm thinking
of Jackson
of.
Brown.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah. Yep.
Take it easy, Scott.
Well, you mentioned a... Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Okay.
It's what I was going to say is not appropriate. All right. Daryl? Tell me what you were going to do. What were you going to do? I cut you off there.
Well, let's see. Well, every time I say... Whoa.
Gary, are you there?
What's going on here?
Grab one of your grandsons.
Hello?
Have them help you.
Anybody there?
Yep, we're here.
Can you hear us, Gary?
Can you hear us? Hello, Gary.
Gary.
Uh-oh.
Turn the phone over.
We lost him.
Oh, no.
Maybe this is him. Gary, is that you again? Hello?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Hello.
You must have cut out. That's funny. We could hear you just fine, so that was hilarious. Well done.
Okay.
Is that a Lantronic server you're using?
Yeah, what's going on there?
actually, it's a virtual phone system, VoIP, and we're in the process of replacing it.
Ah, so yes.
That's the name of the company that provided it.
I see. Well, don't speak into the other end of the print server. All right, Daryl. Daryl, you were considering narrowing it down.
Conflagrating.
You were.
Ooh. I was conflagrating, whatever you said, south for the winter.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Great idea.
Okay, every time I say Alan Arkin, you guys cut me off, so I better choose something else.
All right.
Who's Don Johnson?
Don Johnson?
Who's
John?
Hey, let me help you with your random question that has nothing to do with anything. He was on Miami Vice. There you go.
You asking about John DiMaggio?
Yeah.
He's Bender.
He's Bender. He's
the best exactly. Bender. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's Bender.
Oh, my gosh.
He's Bender. He's that dog on Adventure Time. He's the Joker in one of the better Batman animated films.
Mm.
Red Hood, I think. Can't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
John DiMaggio does the voice of the Joker?
It's excellent.
Hey, Batman, I'm going to take you out now.
It's super good. He really got it good. He's also, my favorite thing on Futurama he never gets credit for is the robot policeman that's always going, I'm going to have to cuff you. Oh, right, yeah. That guy's the best. You're arrested, baby.
Batman, you foiled me again with hookers and blackjack. Shut up, Batman, I know it.
It's me, the Joker. Anyway, is that who you're settling on there?
Oh, I think I should, yeah.
All right. John DiMaggio says Daryl Skeels, Trek nerd and otherwise trivia maven. Let's see if he's right. Is it right?
Congratulations.
That is the correct answer.
You're a winner.
Unfortunately.
So you get nothing. You lose.
Oh, goodbye, Gary from Lantronics.
Oh,
he doesn't win.
No.
Oh, well. Senior Geek will have to go another day.
Somewhere there's a microphone out there without a guy standing in front of it.
Gary, it's fine. Go to Denny's. They got you a good deal at Denny's. Go there at like 4 o'clock. They're going to save you some money. Daryl, the answer is Joe DiMaggio or John DiMaggio. John DiMaggio played Steve Ballmer in the movie. Here's a clip of him talking. Here you go.
It was about that time, maybe 5 years after I got out of Harvard, I get this call from Bill, who says, "You want to join me and Paul?" It was a two-bit little company they called Microsoft. And at first I think, yeah, like I'd like to lose more hair. But you know, then I started thinking.
There, and that was it. That's your clip.
Wow.
Then he
doesn't
started
sound
thinking.
Sound like John DiMaggio at all?
I don't know about.
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't sound like Bender at all? I should say.
I want him to yell "developers" really loud just to make sure it's good.
Shut up, developers! I know it.
Well done, Daryl. Your instincts were good. However, they were bad for Gary. That's okay, because tomorrow we'll have that and another prize stacked on top of it. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. He will now play a game with us, referred to only as Googleless Maximus. Here's the theme.
I know. I Googled it.
All right. How's it work? Tell me the rules.
Okay. I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into Google. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right.
Let's see here. Which one will I do? How about this one? No, this one, because it's Tuesday and everybody thinks it's Monday.
All right.
Donald Trump looks like blank.
Donald Trump looks like
Cheese with hair.
I like yours. Dang it.
Like a?
Like.
Or just like?
Just like.
Like.
Looks like.
Looks like.
A Cheeto.
Mm.
You'll say cheese with hair, I'll say Cheeto.
Yep.
How we do?
Okay. The real answer, the number one answer is Donald Trump looks like corn.
Corn?
Oh, yeah, with the tassels on top.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're like, it's like the hair on a corn ear thing.
Right. Oh, that's
oh, that's pretty good, Daryl. Well, well done on that one. And he also does look like that. And he may be our president. Ga, ga, ga. All right, bye.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Let's get into the news brought to you by...
Botched, a D&D podcast, where the greatest chance of character death comes from their own hands or doors. May the roles forever be in your favor, because they certainly won't be with the party.
Mm. Chevy Chase in the news, Brian.
Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm. You might be familiar with his work.
He's Chevy Chase and we're not.
Yeah, that's true.
What he used to tell us.
He was on Community most recently. Mm-hmm. Also had a guest appearance in the deal there, the Vacation reboot.
The Vacation reboot. Clark mm-hmm. Griswold mm-hmm. for many years.
Anything
beloved
else?
Beloved father. And
yeah. Has he done anything else lately? He's Fletch, I guess.
Yeah, we're going back.
He's
he was the Invisible Man or whatever it was.
He's a scone. He's built like a scone now. Like a scone. Well, anyway, Chevy Chase has checked into rehab for what he's calling a tune-up.
Oh.
For his most of his lifelong alcohol problem. Checked into a rehab facility with Rusty.
What do they do? They stick a dipstick in him, pull it out, and say, yeah, you're about a quart low. Time to go to rehab.
Yeah, you need a tune-up. You need your tires checked.
Your blood's about a quart low.
He went to somewhere in Minnesota for treatment for an alcohol problem. Chase's publicist Heidi Schaefer said Monday that Chase is at Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center for what she calls, quote, a tune-up in his recovery. Chase has had struggles with substance abuse in the past and all during his career. He checked into the Betty Ford Clinic in the 1980s for treatment of an addiction to prescription painkillers. The 72-year-old former star of Saturday Night Live and Vacation Movies was recently a regular on TV's Community from 2009 to 2014. He has a pair of films coming up, The Christmas Apprentice and Dog Years.
Yeah, both for the Lifetime Network.
Oof, those sound bad.
They sound like it, don't they?
They sound real bad. Like Dog Years?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or The Christmas Apprentice. Ooh. Oh, come on, man.
It sounds real bad. Anyway, his return to rehab was first reported by TMZ, you don't say.
Mm.
Big shocker there.
Well, they're usually right on the money.
They usually are, actually. Mm-hmm. If they report a death, it's almost always right, which is sucks. Anyway, Chevy Chase, good luck to you, buddy. Remember back in the 80s, he said the reason he was on the prescription painkillers in the first place was because he was falling over as his impression of Gerald Ford. Remember that? He was always like smacking his head and stuff. And
oh, and so he'd be taking painkillers because he'd be.
That's what he says. Yeah, that's what he said. I remember him saying that on some interview then. I'm not sure it was true, but that's what he was saying.
I mean, those pratfalls.
That hurt.
It didn't look like. I mean, they can, but it didn't look like they were.
Yeah. They were no big deal in your mind.
Yeah. In my mind, yeah, they didn't look like. They looked like no big deal.
All right.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's in the news. It's good to have him around.
What's going on with Mel?
Well, actually, some positive things. He was hailed with a standing ovation in Venice for his new film, Hacksaw Ridge. This is that movie with Andrew Garfield about the conscientious objector who still went into the army and basically never fired a weapon once and spent most of his time saving people's lives. It's actually a true story. The movie apparently is super gory and like Braveheart-ish in a lot of ways.
Really?
But people really like it.
That's kind of his... you know, his critical peak, right, mm-hmm. was Braveheart.
Yeah, I think so.
At least that time frame.
I really liked that. What was that one he did 10 years ago that no one talked
about? The Beaver?
No. The one he made. It was the one with the Apocalypto. I liked that.
Oh, I did too, yeah.
I thought that was cool.
That was really good.
Yeah, so I think that was the last best thing he made, and I think it's the last movie directed, but here he is 10 years later. He's unveiled his directorial effort, Hacksaw Ridge, at the Venice International Film Festival on Saturday night. The world premiere of the anti-war film starring Andrew Garfield, a.k.a. Spider-Man, went down big, really big. The trade website Deadline.com described a 10-minute audience standing ovation. 10 minutes.
Wow.
Outside, fans greeted Gibson with their faces painted blue, Braveheart style. Yeah.
Cool.
Way to go, guys.
That's cool.
Yeah. I want to see a good Mel Gibson movie.
10 minutes standing ovation. That's fantastic.
I'd like to see a movie made by him that's good. I don't have a problem with that. Who made
You know, I'd like him to come back. I'd like to, you know, for him to kind of put all that sugar whatever behind him and the Jews running Hollywood and all that. We can get past the crazy Mel Gibson.
Do you think he's done with that stuff? Think he's all over with?
I sure hope so.
All right. Maybe. You calm down when you get older, so maybe at 60 he's a little more chill.
Let's hope.
His beard is epic right now, though. Look at that thing.
Oh, really? Is that in that photo?
It's in that photo. It's something else. Article? Yeah, look at that thing. Hold on. It's a luxurious chat room. Check this
out. Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah, baby. Look at this one where he's got his arms out wide. Oh, when the walls fell. Look at that. Look at him right there. He's a hunk of man. That's really beastly, that beard. I like it.
It is.
There he is hanging out with Andrew Garfield. Yeah. Look at these stupid link baits below this. Gene Wilder's net worth left us speechless. If it won't sell, 7 things that homebuyers didn't want to see. This cushion fixes that stiff office chair. Precious is skin and looks... What?
Hold on.
Precious is skinny now and looks gorgeous. Oh, Precious.
Oh, Precious. What's her name?
From Precious.
Yeah, from the movie Precious. And American Horror Story and what the heck was her name?
Oh, she's in that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was in the Coven season.
The witches deal.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Apps. Brian, you use a lot of apps on your phone.
I do use apps on my phone. I don't really do much else on my phone, but sure.
I have a lot of apps right here. There's a lot of apps on here. And turns out that we are now spending as a population 50% of our time online in apps. That's significant, actually. Labor Day weekend, how many people checked the weather on their phones? It was if it was raining, did they check movie show times? Did they all do stuff on apps? The answer is yes. According to media analytics company ComScore, as of July, smartphone apps account for 50% of U.S. users' time online for the first time ever. Quote, while the smartphone app has been the most important access vehicle to the internet for some, they wrote in this post, growing its share to the point where it now eclipses other digital media platforms combined speaks to how central to our lives the smartphone has become. Indeed, it is a significant milestone, it says here in this article.
Doesn't really surprise me because Facebook, you know, when you're in Facebook, when you're watching Netflix, you know, all that stuff. So I'm not at all surprised.
But you're doing it on your phone is the important thing.
Well, yeah.
Like Netflix, you would do. Well, I guess you're not doing that on your phone necessarily. I guess some people
do it on a tablet or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. But does it surprise you? Well, I'm guessing, though, if you looked at Netflix traffic alone, I'm guessing it's way less on apps than it is.
It's probably
TVs
more
and stuff.
On like devices, or like TV devices, sure.
And I don't know if they're counting that. I think they're counting just smartphone stuff. But yeah, I mean, think about it. Every time I run a certain video game, it's pulling data from the internet. I'm using Twitter. It's pulling data from the internet. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm using a browser for that stuff. Let's see. Final story.
Okay.
Florida man. Arrested. Finally, Florida man has been arrested.
Finally, our long national nightmare is over. Who are we going to look to next if Florida man has been arrested?
Florida woman. She's ready for her spotlight. Florida man arrested.
Close up.
Yeah. She is, or he has been arrested allegedly for using his own wanted poster on Facebook for his profile photo. A alleged Florida fugitive was tracked down by police after he used a wanted poster issued to him as a Facebook photo. He put it up on his Facebook photo profile. This according to People! The Stewart Police Department announced they arrested 42-year-old Mac Yearwood on outstanding warrants for alleged battery in Citrus County. I bet they have a lot of oranges.
A lot of fruit.
Yeah.
Bearded fruit.
Bearded fruit. Facebook is a great way to communicate and connect with old friends and family. If you're wanted by the police, it's probably not a good idea to use the Wanted of the Week poster as your profile pic. Police department posted on Facebook. Mac Yearwood must have thought differently. Guy literally put his wanted poster up for his profile photo.
So obviously just based on this, and they don't overtly say it, but we have to assume that they didn't know who he was. It was like an artist recreation or artist's interpretation of who the guy is. And then he finds it and puts it on his Facebook page.
Well, it's an actual photo though. His actual wanted photo, not an artist rendition. So it's like this photo in this article, he pulled from the police website and used on Facebook for his face.
Gotcha. Okay. So, oh, that's awesome.
I'm guessing.
Well done, sir.
I'm guessing he didn't have.
Well, they had to know who this guy was then, right? I mean, that's like a photo. That's like a.
Well, that's
not like a photo of like, oh, I'm walking through this liquor store that I just robbed.
No, that's exactly the point. This is a photo of him at his arrest. He is now a fugitive and posted this photo on his Facebook page and then got caught because they figured out where he was from that. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, they figured they could look at his Facebook profile before that if they knew his name.
Oh.
That's what I'm confused by. All right, so it's not like we don't know who this person is, and he uses that photo as his Facebook profile.
Mm.
It's, oh, yeah, we know this guy's Mac Yearwood. I think they would look at his Facebook profile a lot sooner and
He
just checked in at a Hardee's in Tampa.
Looking right now here. Let's see if it says anywhere. Yeah, you're making a good point.
He just, oh, he's mayor. He just checked in via Foursquare. He's now mayor of Arby's.
Maybe I could tell a, I could tell a whole nother story about Florida police because maybe they're weird too.
Right.
That's your stories for the day. We're going to take a break when we come back. Time for Bill and then Jury. And it'll be fun. So come on back for that. But we're going to do Jury in the Middle. Jury in the Middle. We're going to do Indy in the Middle. Brian, what do you got?
Wow, Jury in the Middle would be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about a dance track, electronica track, an instrumental piece? This is by a band called The French Insiders. Maybe Patrick is one of those. They started out in 2008 as beatmakers for many French artists of Warner Music and others. They've also done a lot of TV show theme music in France. And they've just been kind of working their way towards, with a bunch of singles, working their way towards this EP. This is, the title is hashtag WBA. I think it's just plain WBA, but they're looking for a hashtag. It is WBA by the French Insiders.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Make your ass shake. Father Knows Best, Dobie Gillis, The Tom Ewell Show, The Red Skelton Show, and The Gary Moore Show will not be seen tonight.
Like hammered shit.
The Morning Stream. I got a thumb. I got a middle finger.
And we're back. I like that. A little EDM in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to complain.
Did it make your ass shake, by the way?
It did. Back and forth.
Scott?
Hello, are you there?
Okay, good.
You went a little crusty for a second, but apparently you're back now. Now you're crusty again.
Okay, good.
Crusty, crusty. Perfect time to pause and save. Woo! Okay, we're back. Everything's fine, everybody. Calm yourselves down.
Yeah, time. Settle down already. Jeez.
I think we should call Bill.
All right.
You okay with Bill? Because he's got stuff to say. Should be fine. Whoop. Don't play. No. Go away. All right, that went away. What happened there? That did not work the way it's supposed to. Hello, Bill Duran.
Hi, guys.
Hey, where are you? You in Atlanta still?
We are still in the Hyatt at Dragon Con. Mm. And Dragon Con may be over, but we've decided we're just going to live here.
Ah.
We live in the Hyatt now.
May as well.
Yeah. We're in the Sway restaurant, and we live here now.
Yeah, that's great. I've seen photos of your debauchery over the weekend. Things seem like they went well. How was your Dragon Con as a maker and prop builder?
We had a very good time. I got Brittany here, too.
Mm. We missed you, Brian.
Oh. Yes, Brian, we missed you.
That's so sweet.
But I missed Atlanta as well. I you know, losing about 8 pounds in sweat just walking around. I really miss that.
Yeah, it was spectacular. I don't know. Every year I keep thinking it couldn't be better. There's no way. One of these years it's going to just be a letdown. But nope, this year it was just incredible.
Hmm. Well, that's good. Incredible is always better than mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing you saw? Did you see anything just so rad you couldn't stop talking about it?
Oh. And you know what? I didn't even see it in person, but the Egg Sisters cosplay put together a Reinhard that was just mind-blowing.
Mm. How many people running it? Just one?
Two people.
Man.
Yeah, they couldn't move, so we didn't get to see them when
they
were.
Yeah, we didn't find them.
Yeah.
Oh, because they had to stay stationary or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how Dragon Con is, that someone could make an 8-foot-tall costume and have it out on the floor and still somehow you miss it.
Oh, that's so cool. I wish I would have seen that, too. I'm guessing there's probably photos out there, a video or something of that.
Yes,
thing.
There is, yeah.
I don't know if it was the raddest thing I saw, but I can't stop talking about it. There was one of the late-night costumes that came out. It was Winter Soldier and his Wang instead of his arm.
Yeah.
So just use your imagination to fill.
Yeah, whatever you think that looks like, that's what it looks like.
Wow.
Like kind of like he sat on Dr. Octopus kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. That's what we'll say it was. So I'm guessing a lot of Overwatch in general this year had to be, right?
Yeah. Even mm-hmm. Bill's brother Rob had a Torbjorn.
Yeah. Rob was a dwarf. The dwarf Toblerone, I believe his name is. And he, So he made it so that the character's feet were on his knees, and he could kneel down, and then he would be the appropriate height.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's like Dorf on golf kind of thing.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, that's great. That's super cool. Did the crowds big as ever, that kind of stuff?
It seemed didn't seem as crowded this year. I think that was more like logistics in the Marriott atrium.
Mm.
It looks like they kept the space open better.
Mm.
So it didn't feel too overwhelming.
Not quite as congested. That's funny. That's going around a lot. I heard from people at PAX, Salt Lake City Comic Con, and up at Fan Expo in Toronto. Is it Toronto? I think it's Toronto.
Yeah.
Everybody's reporting not lower numbers, but better use of space.
Could be.
That's good. Great. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It could also be that people have just spread out now. I mean, last year was probably insanely packed at Dragon Con because they didn't do it on the same weekend as PAX West.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, there was a lot of competing stuff this year happened over the weekend.
Yeah, all over this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we know people who flew from Fan Expo and flew out here on Sunday to go to Dragon Con.
Yeah. And there were people at Baltimore Comic Con. A lot of fans told me that they were at that.
Yep.
So there was no shortage of Labor Day weekend happenings, it turns out.
Certainly not. Well, no.
I'm glad you guys had a good time. And you, what were you guys strutting around in? What did you guys have this year? You and
we
Brittany?
Had our Fallout costumes, nice. The Mechanist and the Assaultron.
Nice.
And we did, someone organized a Fallout group photo, and there were over 200 Fallout costumes in it.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. There was like four suits of power armor at least. There was three death claws.
Yeah. Yeah. People brought the big stuff out. It was insane.
Wow. So and you're in this group photo, I'm guessing, somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to squint because there are, 250 people in it, but we're hiding in there.
Well, that's super cool, man. Any big recommendations this week based on what you've seen?
Oh, goodness. Who did we like that we thought was cool and people should go check out? The Egg Sisters cosplay is what you want to look up.
Egg Sisters cosplay. I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
Right now.
Egg look, Sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at BlizzCon every year, and they always do an incredible costume.
Mm. Yeah, well, and we'll be sure to see them at BlizzCon this year. But go give them a follow, give them a like, because they're cool.
I was just impressed at the overall increase of costume quality that we've seen over the couple years. People come up to Bill and be like, "This is my first armor set, and I made it with your help." And I'm like, "Holy crap! I should just retire because it's amazing."
Wow, they're undead.
Well, yeah, you've made it so much easier for so many people to know how to build reliable and decent costumes, or not reliable, but accurate.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
And,
what best tools and materials to use? I think that's really, really helpful.
Yeah, and didn't you guys do some collaboration with somebody up there? There's something going on I was reading about on Twitter. Did I miss that?
Which thing? I don't know. It's been a long
weekend. Know. You've probably been doing all kinds of stuff, but there was somebody you were working with, and there was a video out. And
we did. That was back in Seattle. That was feels like forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, we shot a video with our friend Brittany Brombacher, the blonde nerd. She does a video blog a video game blog. She's local to Seattle, so we teamed up with her and built a foam shield. Put a video up on our YouTube channel, and that was really fun. So if folks are looking to get a sort of basic course on making foam props, that's a good one.
Wow, these sisters are good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm showing the chat room some of the stuff. They have an undead mask they made for her undead, looks like a warrior or maybe a rogue. Mm. Probably a rogue.
Yeah, it's a rogue.
That face stuff is crazy, dude. That is crazy.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I'm totally, I need to look for these people at BlizzCon. Well, cool. Anything else you'd like to mention before you guys head back to the Pacific Northwest?
I don't think so. It's going to take a couple days to decompress and sort all this out and make sense of it all. And we have to fly home today, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be good for you. It's Bill Duran and his lovely wife all hanging out doing, where are you eating again? Where is this?
We're at the Sway restaurant in the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice.
It's the restaurant that you sometimes can get away from crowds by walking right up against as you go from hotel to hotel.
Yep.
That's right.
Nice. Well, stay out of trouble. Have a very safe trip. Looking forward to seeing you both at BlizzCon.
You know it. All right.
For sure.
See you guys later.
Later, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
All right.
Aw.
That's lovely.
Now is the time too. If you're, if you're wanting to get to BlizzCon in 2017, now is the time to actually buy your hotel room.
Yeah,
like the day after BlizzCon is like the day to do it.
DragonCon. Yeah. All right, we're gonna call Justin, who I think flew home yesterday.
Okay.
So he should be home and able to answer this phone call that we're about to deliver to him. And when we do, I'm going to play a theme song for him.
All right.
But it depends on his answer.
It's such a suspenseful thing here.
It is. It's really serious.
These are their stories.
I'm terrible with names.
I'm not. It's Justin Robert Young, everybody. Fresh home from the hot Atlanta. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Your camera's black. I like that.
No, I know. I don't know what the hot, weird...
Did you throw a towel over it?
Is it going on here?
Yes.
I put it to sleep. Yeah, I put a towel on.
That's what my dad used to do if there was nudity. So
I don't want the government spying on me when I'm not expecting it.
That's right. That can happen. He's tweaking his buttons. He's fiddling with his knob.
I'm fiddling.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm fiddling.
Always fiddling. Welcome home. How's life? What's going on? What's on your mind? What's happening with you?
Not a whole hell of a lot, survived another Dragon Con.
Yeah, happy anniversary, by the way.
stuck in the anniversary.
Yep.
In the midst of it, and it was a great time was had by all.
That's fantastic. Are you pleased with this year's offering? Things went well there?
You want to know what? I'm just going to not fiddle with this because I'll just be distracted trying to fiddle.
That's right. We'll get the chat room is apparently what we're going to see.
Yeah, and it's not even the chat room that you guys. It's the Diamond Club chat room. So that's actually no. This is
it's the right one.
Yeah,
that's
the right one.
Yeah, no. Here, I'll just put on the Frog Pants chat room. So there we go. Now right. you guys are now the stars.
There you go. I'm going to bring that up full screen. There we go. Look at that, guys. You're right there for the world to see. You look like
a big wall of text now as people start typing stuff so they can see their name in Justin's camera.
You guys look like a deleted scene from War Games or something over there. That's super weird.
I think a highly successful Dragon Con, it's always, I don't know. It felt like things were a little lighter this year, like there were fewer people. But I don't know whether or not Bill and I were discussing this. We don't know whether or not it was because there were actually less people or the weather was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like
amazingly good.
Gorgeous.
Really?
Insane. Like 70 to 80 degrees every day because of the tropical storm. So we were just close enough to it that all the breeze was hitting us and blowing away all the humidity while not having any of the heat. It was the craziest weather that we've ever seen for Dragon Con, which means that everybody was just sort of walking outside a lot more, which was, a real shocker because normally you try to stay as close to air conditioning as possible. And when you were dealing with 70,000 people, that just means that there's a lot of bodies next to each other.
Right.
Constantly.
Yeah, so they probably more dispersal outside, sounds like, which is good.
That makes things a lot easier, less crowded in the walkways and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How was your Monday? Because normally you guys are Sunday nights.
Yeah.
For Night Attack. Yours was Saturday night, right? Like Saturday night. Yes.
Yeah, I would be lying if I were to say that it was something that I liked. I don't like Saturday night. I like Sunday night better. People know us as a Sunday night show. We build a reputation as being a Sunday night, like the end of Dragon Con kind of show. They also moved us from the Crystal Ballroom to another place called the Grand Salon, which was a larger venue and was without any kind of equivocation, it was them having faith in us that we could fill a larger room and that people, either by being intimidated by lines or not being guaranteed a seat in our crystal ballroom, would now get to see the show. But it was definitely just, it was 1,000 people and probably the same 400 people could see, that's what it was.
It's fine. Listen, I'm sure you guys put on a hell of a show, though.
I love the show. The show was very, very funny. We had, an amazing crowd showed up. We had Turquoise Jeep and New York Times best-selling author Scott Sigler on the panel, which, by the way, just is the joy of my life that we get to be the very natural coexistence point between Turquoise Jeep and Scott Sigler.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys provide real sinew there between that bone and muscle.
Yeah. And also because it wasn't like, oh, my God, what a wacky panel. It was just like, all right, we'll have a couple old friends show up. And then you realize up on stage where it's like, oh, yeah, international touring rap sensations, Turquoise Jeep and science fiction author Scott Sigler.
See, Sigler's always down to clown, though, right? Like he's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sigler loved it. Sigler, it ended with Sigler trying to learn how to do, some of the Flint Flossy dance moves. And, it was a good time was had by all.
I like where that guy is. When I first heard him, he was doing audio drama stuff he was writing for podcasting back in like 2005.
He's still doing it.
And, but that was my first exposure to him. And the fact that he's got these books now and is doing so well that way is super heartening. I think that's awesome. And he's really funny on Twitter. That's the other thing I like about him.
No, yeah, he's great. If you Have you ever like done a show with her or had him on any of your 90s shows?
No, we keep trying. We keep talking about Current Geek. We tried Forecast back at Twit. Like there was efforts at the time and there were always some, it was always some weird circumstance that made it so we couldn't time it right, but we probably should just get back to it and get him on.
He's got A is his brain. And mm-hmm. so you can ask him, but really it's just him asking his brain whether or not he can do things. It's easier just to go to A.
I'm going to go to A. A needs us stat.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, you're home in Oakland. Do anything burning a hole in your contemplative mind?
You know, I was no, but I was.
All right, then. Good talking to you.
Yeah. No, but that doesn't mean that I won't waste 45 more minutes of your time. We did this really great bit. This was, man, you guys would really get a kick out of it. Maybe somebody can. Somebody can find the link. But Brian does a magic show on Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At some point last week on Night Attack, we had this idea, and apparently we'd been circling around this idea for a little while, that I would do the all set up magic act.
Okay.
So all I would do is set up magic tricks and then never pay them off.
Oh, that's amazing.
So having somebody pull a card. And then we're going to move on to, let me see that hat. Or think of an item.
But always making sure that you go through all the very magician-y kind of like, now remember what happened. Like, was that fair? Was that a totally fair thing? You want to change or is it fair? You want to change or is it fair? Brian and I went back and forth. Oh, there we go. Identity 4 has the link there. But it was really, 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 really funny. And I thought it was going to be weird and awkward and I was just going to get booed off stage. So it was back and forth with Brian and I that we, like, this was only going to go like 3 minutes. But it wound up going like 8 minutes. It went so long that he had to cut stuff from his act.
Oh, really?
Because it was going so well that it just wound up going longer, and he had to like cut Mr. Happy Pants to make sure that the room stayed on schedule.
Okay, I gotta just tell you real quick my favorite thing about this.
Yeah.
You are barefoot.
Yeah.
In what appears to be a pair of what used to be pants that are now shorts.
They're shorts. But
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
They're definitely like just a guy hanging out in Georgia shorts. Like, it is not stage ready material.
That is utterly fantastic. I am super. I love the hippie business on display here is pretty epic. I like it. Anyway,
but that was definitely one of those things that I was very, very happy I did, and another reminder to like always try and do different stuff. Do fun, different things. Because I think, especially when you're making your living doing creative stuff, I think there's a tendency to, like, protect the franchise a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. just do what brung you to the dance, right? Mm-hmm. And keep it going. And that's great. And if you enjoy doing it, all the better. But every once in a while, it's good to shake things up. It's good to kind of keep that creative spark sort of flowing. The only reason why I was wearing no shoes was because I was wearing flip-flops the rest of the day. And for whatever reason, I thought it was more professional or theatrical to go on stage without shoes than with flip-flops.
You're like that little Florida kid who just could never quite get the shoes on. I love it.
Well, it's just like, all right, so like, I guess am I crazy? But I feel like I've seen people on stage at concerts with no shoes on.
Sure.
And I don't think
it's mostly fish concerts, but
sure. Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Hippie nonsense, right? Or like female singer songwriters, like stuff like that. But I don't know if I've ever seen somebody I've never seen like Bruce Springsteen this is a new song that I wrote, like clap. Clap, clap. I'm like, this is the sound of like the flip flops as they like slap into your feet every time that you take a step. Like, mm-hmm. I guess I never really feel like that's a thing. So I decided to go with no shoes.
Nice. No shoes jury. It's my favorite now. It's my favorite. I love it. Listen, there's something freeing about watching you running around barefoot. I don't know what it is. I can't quite describe it. But I feel like being a hippie and eating, you know, nothing but like kale for the next 3 days. This is great.
Oh, geez. That was the one thing is we've actually found some decent food at DragonCon.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Major upgrade.
Okay. So wait, is it
on site or did you have to go a few blocks out of the...
This is part of staying at the Ritz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys like the Ritz. Yeah.
You're just kind of a block off, which means that every possible restaurant is not on a 7-hour wait because they didn't decide to hire any extra people for the weekend.
So wait, the place is in the Ritz then?
Well, yeah, there's a good one there. I don't know. This is getting like mega local, but like for a thing that happens once.
Give us a restaurant.
And by the way, for everybody saying white people rich, the Ritz has the con rate. It's the same rate that you pay for the Hilton Hyatt and the Marriott. So just so you know.
Yeah. Wow, everybody did just hit the WPR, WPR.
Now, the dinner I had at the Sundial on Sunday night, now that was white people rich.
Oh, really? Yeah, like, what are we talking here? $60, $100, $80.
Oh, geez. I don't even want to.
You have to say.
This will go from like this is a joke because everybody can make up their own number to like, is obnoxious because I'm going to say it.
You have to say it.
All right. Well, it was four people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say $500. All right.
It was five people.
Okay.
And it was. Do I have to say it?
Yes.
I have to say it.
Yes.
And the Sundial, by the way, is on top of the Westin. It is a restaurant that slowly rotates. So you obviously have to price in a little bit for the amenity.
The electrical. And yeah.
Someone has to pay for a rotating restaurant. So I get it.
Yeah, we didn't want to do fine dining. We wound up having to do fine dining because there was nothing that Ashley could eat on the bar menu, which is initially what we just went up there for.
Yeah.
So, that.
Come on, let it out. Just spit it out.
Well, listen. All right. I want to know how obnoxious. I want the chat room to say what they think. A restaurant that is rotating in Atlanta. Would cost
five of you total.
Yeah, because that's what we're doing. We're doing the whole check, right?
Right. So you're paying this whole thing.
I wound up picking it up because I felt bad because we wound up like kind of tricking people into coming to this thing because Ashley couldn't eat anything from the bar menu.
Okay. Well, there are no vegan choices on there. So there's a ton of answers in here. Who's close?
Oh, I'm immediately feeling better. I'm immediately feeling better.
All right. So
TVZ-Gon has it. It was around 300.
Oh, that's not so bad for five.
No.
Yeah, I'm not. That doesn't shock me. That sounds about right.
No, we didn't go like hog wild or anything.
Yeah. No, I was thinking it'd be like a grand
or
something.
The scallops.
Yeah.
The scallops and chorizo.
You know, the most expensive meal I ever picked up for anyone once, and I still kind of feel the sting from it, but I was happy to do it. Don't get me wrong. I was very happy to do it, but... Nerdtacular 2013.
Oh, yeah.
We had, or maybe it was 12. Crap. No, it was 12 because we were still at the thing. So you weren't there, but it was Paul and Storm. I think, Ibbet, you were there. Me, Kim, Tom, Veronica, and I can't remember who all. But it was a decent sized group. And I was like, you know what? These guys are all so awesome for coming here. I just want to buy everybody's lunch here at this place. I think we were just at that place, Brian, we always go to. What's it called?
I think Brian is having Skype issues and is trying to...
Oh, well, then it's Hotline Monday, everybody. Welcome to Hotline Monday.
Welcome to Hotline Monday.
It's Hotline Monday on Tuesday. I'm going to make up for yesterday. So I picked it up, and it was like $1,000. And I didn't know it until the waitress came back and said, all right, for everything, here's the one check. And I went, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just spent $1,000 on people's food. I hope they're the best shits they ever take, is all I can think.
There is something... To picking up a check, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like it's good for your life. If you can afford to do it, if you can afford to splurge, it is worth it in karma.
I agree. I totally agree with that. We did this the other day for some guy that looked like he was having kind of a rough time at this burger place. And Kim just had this feeling that she ought to help out. So she said, hey, guy behind us, we want to cover his too, whatever it is.
Well, especially when it's like, when it's like, you know, party at 8 at the Outback or something, right? You're just like, hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, it feels good. It's, it feels good. It pinches a little, but then, you know, there's karma points.
Even better is when you sneak pay for it, right?
Yeah.
But then everybody has to Carmen San Diego who did it, right? And it's only like one or two different kinds of people. Yeah. Like there was a when we did the San Francisco live show, we wound up having this big dinner out in Oakland afterward, and pretty positive it was Darren Kitchen that picked it up.
Really? Wow.
But otherwise, he'd almost spread the love, right? Because either it was somebody else and Darren Kitchen got all the credit, or there was like a final, like, usual suspects tally of like only five or six people that could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all wind up getting a little bit of the shine, right?
Yeah.
It's possible that somebody would do it.
There we go.
Oh, hi, you're back.
Hey.
Yeah.
I also.
Yeah, I got Frog Pan Studios voicemail. So.
Oh, weird. That's Skype being funny or something. Yeah. So, Justin, what was I going to say about that? I missed
the whole price on the.
Apparently, I'm like, you know, this is like McDonald's, you know, cheap for everybody. Yeah, because
it was like $3.50.
Yeah, it was cheap.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I went to an Iron Chef restaurant a couple weeks ago with two friends, and the total bill after tip was $700.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How many?
Four of us.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, really, the big X factor there is the booze, right?
Yeah, that can add up.
No, and we didn't have any.
Really? This was
prefix. It was $125 per person prefix. Eight course meal with all these different weird Iron Chef-y things. And
does a guy come out and go, tomatoes, and take a bite out of it?
Ginger
potato. So I was telling him how, like, that place we always go to, that pub bar place near the hotels over there. I forget what it's called. We were just there when you were here last. Anyway, that place.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. That time that Paul and Storm are here, I picked up the bill for about $1,000
or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Whatever it is. But it's super expensive that night. However, the thing I was about to tell the jury was, what was it? It was to tell him. Oh, I was going to ask you if you've ever been either the recipient of or the person who did it in a drive up, like you're in a Wendy's drive up or something, and you're like, you know what? I feel like I want to pay for the guy behind me. You ever do that, jury?
Oh, I have never done that. No,
that's a great thing.
Done for me. Like the person, you know, lady in front of me said, or the drive-through person said, "Oh yeah, lady in front of you just got this for you."
Yeah, they'll totally pay it, and it's a nice mechanism because they've got your order, so it's easy for them to do without waiting for anything.
Oh, so you just say, "Hey, what did the person behind me get?" And
yeah,
they're like, "Oh, this that." And
right.
Like, yeah, running for both.
Yeah,
exactly. And so, but my first inkling is say, oh, well, what did the person behind me get? And just was like a McDonald's or something. Some woman got me an extra value meal or paid for my extra value meal. Said, oh, what'd the guy behind me get? Just a medium Coke. Like, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, take care of that. Just keep paying it backwards, they call that.
Right. I love it.
But but I've done that a few times and been that.
It's gauche to ask. You just say, I'll pay for the person behind me.
Yeah, you usually do that. When Kim did it, she didn't ask. She just said, I'll cover whatever they're doing, and it turned out to be not that big a deal. But
they're like taking food back to the whole office. No, I'm not getting stuck with that business. It's like,
I mean, but even then, right? Let's say you really get handed McDonald's, the bag, right? There. Like, what are you really talking about? It's like
bucks
40
or
bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. But here's the thing. The reason I bring that up is that's the best anonymous thing to do because they really have no idea who you are at that point. Because you're just a car driving off.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a stranger. A stranger just like, you know, dropping a present in your lap.
Yeah, but when Darren Kitchen does it, you can assume two things. One, that he did it.
We don't know that Darren Kitchen.
No, I know. But if you find out that it's him somehow, I think there's an 80% chance that money came from a hacked ATM. I just want to put that out there.
Hey, I think we're perpetuating stereotypes. Although I can't neither confirm nor deny that he's currently in a foreign country plotting on a massive robbery.
Yeah, he knows his stuff, is all I'm saying about the hackery. He has Hack 5 for a reason, is all I'm saying. Well, good. Well, there you go. Listen, guys,
backwards. We can't wrap this up.
No, we're not. Yeah, we're not leaving yet. What do you got there for me?
Just ask you something. Because now I'm going to let you know that you're at Dragon Con. Everyone's having a good time. The buzz Scott. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's already about Nerd Tech.
Yeah, you guys want to know dates? I can tell you.
Give me dates.
All right, here's your dates. Let me pull up the calendar and tell you exact dates. So this has been locked in. This is very recent.
Are we breaking news? We're breaking news
here on the show.
This is an exclusive.
Nerdtacular 2017, a.k.a. NX, although we probably need to change that because Nintendo's going to release a console called the NX. We'll see if they change their name. But anyway, the dates are currently set for the weekend of June 29th, 30th, and July 1st. So that is the final weekend of June and the first day of July, thus keeping us out of the July holiday, the July 4th holiday, which a lot of people appreciate, but keeping it right close in there. That's the plan.
And cool. It's earlier summer as opposed to late summer.
Correct.
To
it's like, not late
end
July.
Of July.
It's
beginning early, of August, like it was last year.
Yeah. So it should be even more pleasant up there than usual. And it will be at Snowbird. We're making all sorts of plans now. Our original, we had fiddled about with Vegas, but man, that's a tangled web of psycho problems.
All these requirements about food and beverage, you know, prepaying for everything food and beverage.
Yeah, the one place we were going to do, guess what they were going to charge me? $200,000 for food and beverage that we would hope to have enough people buy enough food and beverage to make up for. It was
that's
ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, so that's, and you probably, I mean, the thing is, those cabs are there for a reason.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's why, you know, if you're going to have CES, you do it in Vegas. I totally get it. But for, like, Vegas, I don't think Vegas is any more the place for anything bigger than you're just going to use the back end of some bar somewhere. Or, like, you know, in Brian's case, you're going to use one room for a 500-episode special. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you can get away with those things. But if you're trying to do a multi-day, multi-vendor
conference.
Well,
and be
thing.
Honest, like, I would rather it be in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's part of the fun of Nerdtacular is that it's like we're just in this isolated cabin.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where anything can happen.
Like, if I'm in Vegas, like, I got Vegas stuff to do, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, one of the places that we were looking at is way, way off strip. It's a resort, mm-hmm. and there's, you know, bowling alley, movie theater, all that stuff. So it would have gotten people away from the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And kept them from dissipating as soon as a thing was over.
So was it like a half hour drive or something from the strip?
Yeah,
something like that?
Super, you know, close enough that there wasn't going to be like a $1 million ride, cab ride out there, but far enough that people wouldn't be like, all right, well, I've got, you know, half an hour between things. I'm going to try and go play the ponies at Cosmopolitan or something.
I just, I can't believe that it's that expensive at the Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. They were just, and they were really unmovable about it.
Did I nail it? Is it the Red Rocks?
You did nail it. It was the Red Rocks.
That's
yes.
them. Yeah, I'm in my head. I'm thinking, how does he know that? He must have just known.
Red Rocks is actually really, really cool, and it would have been a good place to do it. They got a crazy pool situation, but.
And they have a bar called the Hearthstone.
They do.
They do have a bar called the Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Can I rub it and it'll take me back there anytime I want, Brian?
That's
or?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right.
But I think that's. I'm glad it's in. So it's back at the Snowbird.
Yeah, it's going to be at Snowbird again. We've got some interesting ideas this year. A lot of those details are going to come out soon. But very early days. But yes, dates. If you are interested in coming, and I think this is the year you're going to want to come to, if you haven't before, 29th, 30th, and 1st. So June 29th, 30th, and July 1st is the weekend. It's always screwy to have a crossover day into a new month because it's just hard to tell people.
Right.
But that's the plan. So all of you worried about 4th
of July,
don't
worry.
Yeah. And you can all get home to do your fireworks bullshit right after, okay?
Has that been, that's always the constant refrain, right?
It is. It's usually we get a much better rate on the 4th. That's why we've done it in the past. And that makes it easier to do other things that we could throw the budget at. And, but when we do, it's always like, oh, that's a huge holiday for my family. I can't come. And I always feel bad that those people can't come. So there's no consternation about it.
Also turn away people though.
Right.
So it's like, why? Okay. So there's other people with reasons, but there's other people that have reasons that I want to go desperately, but they've capped the limit of people.
Right. No, it's a good point. It's kind of a dumb thing to do, but we felt like this was a good compromise. They're giving us a good rate that weekend. Like, all things are good. So we like this date a lot. So 29th, 30th, 1st. It also doesn't cross over with Gen Con like last year or in 2015. Well, that was last year. I'm trying to think what else. But there was some other weird conflict for very specific people that really wanted to go that I wanted there. Like, I really wanted Dan the Tabletop Man there, and he couldn't because of Gen Con.
Yeah, no,
he had to do that.
Gen Con would have been a problem even for me, because now that we're in the...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We're in the biz.
Good point. You that's a must thing for you now. So yeah, we feel good about the dates. They don't really conflict with any other major nerd dates. And it,
so, by the way, just pointing out, like, now is the time that people should be, like, hammering the Snowbird for rooms. Right.
Yeah, probably. Well, although, don't hammer
don't
too hard.
Don't wait for like a group.
Oh yeah, don't do anything yet, or else you get a bad rate. Yeah.
Okay. So,
but now's a good time to start, like, using those fare casting tools, the airfare casting tools, and saying, "All right, I want these dates in Salt Lake City. Let me know when it gets below this threshold."
Yep.
And get those alerts. That's a good time.
And as Jocelyn says, she's a Canadian all the way on the East Coast. She always reminds me, flights to Salt Lake very cheap if you plan ahead. So plan ahead. Anyway, so that's the plan.
Yeah.
There you go. You didn't know you were going to squeeze dates out of me today, but look at those. Look at those right
no,
there.
No, I actually was, I was going to press you on all things Nerdtacular. I was, I just wasn't expecting to actually get anything out of you.
Yeah. No,
and I guess I can even let people know that the band this year is going to be Foo Fighters. Tribute band.
Yeah, they've got Dave Grohl, is his name?
Dave Grohlovich.
Grohlovich.
Dave Groot.
Anyway, more details as we get there. We've got some interesting ideas, and it's
gonna I want to help planning.
No, I know you do. I know you do. So, don't worry. We'll be talking.
I'm here to help.
You're here to help, like Jaina in Heroes of the Storm. You're here to help. all right. Well, we should let you get back to your Oakland time home. Again, congratulations on the wedding anniversary. That's utterly fantastic. You guys made it a year. You're already beating the statistics. You're already beating the national averages on how
long
people
stay. Wait, do
people
usually
together.
Not last a year?
No, I don't know what it is now. But
you know, when the celebrity lifestyle that we have in the podcasting celebrity.
Yeah.
Thing yeah no we don't we don't
last it's, yeah it's it's rare it's rare when you can see a marriage last between a podcaster and a streamer you know like
right how are these two crazy kids gonna make it
yeah the exactly. current divorce rate in the United States, just for funsies here, let me give you a little number. Never mind. Huffington Post has a link bait article. It's got nothing to do with the question, so that's great. Thanks, guys. Okay, here it is. In 2015. And oh, here we go. All right, let's look at California. So where you live in California.
Yeah.
The divorce rate currently, or as of the last census of this, was 2012. Oh, they don't have numbers for that. The latest they have is 99. Only in California, though. That's weird. Everyone else has numbers up to 2012. Anyway,
wow.
4.3 in 99. One would expect that to be higher since all the other rates are a little bit higher. So 4.3 out of every 10 marriages ends in divorce.
Yeah,
that's not great.
I mean, I'm just listen. Number one, I'm really excited that we're still married, because I'm like intensely annoying to be around 24/7.
Oh, you're telling me, dude. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how she does it. It's insane.
It's really like people don't even follow her Snapchat if you just want to guess. She's taken to just shaming me by exposing my actions on her Snapchat.
Yeah.
And it's definitely embarrassing.
Utah 4.1. We're not far behind you. And that's as current as 2012. You may be higher now. Colorado, Brian.
What are we at?
4.8. So what's going on over there? Well, 5.5 and 99. So you've come down some.
We've fixed things.
Yeah, well done.
Pot has helped people stay
exactly. Just mellow out. I think it just makes people lazier about doing the paper.
Oh, call the divorce lawyer tomorrow. Let me burn one out.
Yeah, it'll be fine. This is some dank weed I've got here. Justin, anything else you'd like people to follow or know about?
Night Attack will be recorded tonight. Tonight will be the Dragon Con episode. We return back to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, politics, politics, politics tomorrow. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Other than that, follow me on Justin R. Young on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
That's fantastic. Justin Robert Young.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
And then the next Night Attack, I will be live in studio in Austin, Texas, with Adam Curry.
It's happening.
It's on. Oh. It's all happening in the zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Adam Curry, Justin Robert Young, Brian Brushwood, same room, no holds barred.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wieners out or no?
for Harambe.
All right. See you later, buddy.
Right.
Oh, you don't have video. That's why I'm not. I thought I screamed. Oh. I thought I hung up on you, but it's just because your video's not there.
Oh, here, I'll put video back on.
You're fine. That's it. We're done with the show as it
stands. Oh, then I'll turn video off.
Oh, wait, no, what? I got an email. Oh, no, I didn't. Never mind. That's for tomorrow. I'm saving that for tomorrow. That's the show, everybody. Patreon.com/TMS is how the show continues to thrive and survive. Sure, there's the occasional little sponsorship, but for the most part, it's you guys. It's you who keeps us on the air. So if you like the show and you haven't done it yet, consider it. It's really nothing. Like, we are the worst ratio to cost podcast on the internet because basically we only do it monthly and we do five episodes a week.
Right.
Plus
20 episodes
things.
A month for your paltry little donations. Come on.
Yeah, imagine
what are you waiting
for? A buck for that. How many hours is that? It's insane.
It's insane. Almost 40 hours of entertainment.
That's on us, right? We've screwed that up. That's us.
Right.
But we're happy to let you take advantage of
our
it.
Stupidity today.
Yeah. We just weren't thinking, but that's fine. This is how it is. So go help us out. Patreon.com/TMS. The show is streamed every day live at alphageekradio.com. Big thanks to them and diamondclub.tv. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can find all our contact details there, including our email address, themorningstream@gmail.com, and our phone number, 801-471-0462. Brian, let's get out of here. Okay. Do you have music to play?
Yes, this one is going out to Francis. He says, it was my birthday on the 4th of September, and I turned 16. I've listened to Frog Pants since I started high school, the British one, when I was 11, and can't live without all the personal jokes and sound clips. I would love it if you would play me a cover sometime this month to celebrate 16 years of living and 5 years of listening to you guys. Love the show, though, Francis.
Nice.
Well, dude, I'm happy to play this for you. I, you know what? And I'm assuming I shouldn't assume either gender, honestly, because there's nothing that says specifically either gender. So, yeah. So
mystery.
Francis, happy birthday. Happy 16th, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And Francis' request was any cover of Panic at the Disco, Fallout Boy, or The Script. I settled on the last one because there's a song I really, really like by N Dubs. This was recorded for the BBC Radio's Live Lounge back in 2010. It's a cover of a couple of Script songs, The Man Who Can't Be Moved and Break Even. And this is awesome. It's N Dubs and The Man Who Can't Be Moved, Break Even.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on Cabo, got your picture in my hand saying, if you see this boy, can you tell him where I am? Yeah. Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a broken-hearted girl. You're missing me,
yeah.
And your heart stops to wonder where on this earth I could be. Thinking maybe you'll come back into the place that we meet, and you'll see me waiting for you on the corner of the street.
So I'm not moving.
I'm not moving. Yeah.
And so I'm not.
This is what I'm talking about, Fern. Watch it.
Nana, nai.
I'm liking this one. Yeah.
Nana,
nai, nai.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just pray to a God I don't believe in. She told me white lies, but she said that she wasn't leaving.
Cause I got time while she's got freedom. Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Her best days will be some of my worst.
Her best days will be some of my worst. She finally found a man that will always put her first. Let me tell you, when your heart breaks, it really hurts.
While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Even, yeah.
What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? What am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up and you're okay? I'm falling to pieces. Yeah.
kind of naive. What we say? Harmony.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Ha ha ha.